This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is tax reform just as hard as healthcare reform? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's news this morning. The CEO of Equifax, Richard Smith, is abruptly retiring. He ran the credit reporting company that got broken into by hackers, exposing the Social Security numbers, driver's licenses, and other personal data of 143 million Americans. An interim CEO and new chairman have been recruited internally. Equifax stock at the moment is down 1.4%. With the latest iteration of Obamacare repeal likely headed for defeat, what about the other domestic policy biggie? I mean, beyond infrastructure spending and NFL culture wars, let's consult an economist, David Kelly, chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
All right. I mean, if you're watching Washington, which most of us are, one might be likely to conclude, given healthcare reform, that Congress can't get the big stuff done. Does that apply to tax reform? I mean, that is the next big agenda item.
No, I don't think it does. I think healthcare reform is particularly complicated and difficult. Tax reform is difficult, but if you frame tax reform in the form of a big tax cut, it's a little easier to swallow. And I think this is something the Republican Party will be very determined to do in advance of the 2018 elections.
I mean, a little bit more complicated, though, is just how you pay for the tax cut. I mean, that could get a little thorny.
We've already seen some agreement among Senate Republicans that they are open to about $1.5 trillion of tax cuts. Now, you can say that that's going to be paid for through greater economic growth, but we really have no proof that growth will come to pass. But I think if you do get big tax cuts for corporations and for individuals, that's going to put a lot of stimulus into an economy which is already at full employment. So what we've got is the Federal Reserve is sort of pushing on the brake by pushing up rates. But if the federal government gives a big tax cut, you could see higher interest rates because of an economy that's really strengthening due to some fiscal stimulus here.
All right. David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you.
Anytime.
After the stock market closes today, Nike will announce its sales profits and forward guidance. With sneakers, Nike's still number one, although their Jordan brand isn't what it used to be, to the delight of rival Adidas of Germany, Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
The Jordan brand, which is tracked separately from Nike, has fallen behind Adidas. Never in his wildest dreams did NPD analyst Matt Powell think this would happen.
I would not have bet a dollar on it, no.
Adidas' market share has soared to nearly 13% this year. The Jordan brand has stayed at a flat 9.5%. Powell says Adidas is having success when it comes to its casual and retro sneakers.
It seems like everything 80s and 90s is coming back into fashion.
Adidas is also getting a boost from deals with stars like James Harden of the Houston Rockets, says Jonathan Komp, an analyst with Robert W. Baird.
You know, beyond that, they moved to areas like Kanye West, Pharrell Williams.
Meanwhile, he says the Jordan brand is still healthy, but it may have extended its run.
The brand typically is one that you see where demand is greater than supply. And I think in the short term, maybe you've seen the imbalance shift a little bit the opposite way.
Comp says he doesn't expect Adidas to lose its stride anytime soon. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
When international tensions rise, some buy gold. Some, given the North Korea situation, are buying underground bunkers, Libby Denkman reports.
Ron Hubbard is stepping into a 26-foot steel bunker ready to be buried several feet underground.
Come on in. And we're locked in. And you can feel the pressure difference in here, and you also can feel the air change as well.
Hubbard is the president of Montebello, California-based Atlas Survival Shelters. He says preparing for nuclear fallout is no longer a fringe prepper hobby. Backyard bunkers that started about $19,000 are becoming a real estate perk.
Builders feel that it's a good investment to add to a new house being built.
Hubbard opened a new factory in Texas earlier this year. He says sales are up in 2017. Robert Vecino is CEO and founder of the Vivos Group, a network of high-end community shelters in the U.S. and Europe. He says he's also doing a brisk business.
Our sales are up tenfold over last year.
Vivos's website compares its bunkers to modern-day Noah's Ark. Vecino says they offer nuclear blast-proof apartments that come stocked with basics, food, water, medical supplies, but also creature comforts like entertainment and workout facilities.
It gets them to the other side of whatever the catastrophic event is until it's safe to come out on the surface.
Some disaster preparedness experts are dubious about the investment.
Getting to your bunker in the hills? Probably not going to make it in most cases.
Hal Kempfer is a retired Marine Reserve Lieutenant Colonel and CEO of Knowledge and Intelligence Program Professionals. On this day, he's running a seminar on nuclear preparedness for the city of Long Beach. Kempfer says in the event of a disaster, we're more likely to need to shelter in place at home or at the office.
So I always have lots of water on hand. I got big bottles of water because that's the first thing we're going to run out of.
He recommends stashing plastic sheeting to cover your windows and enough H2O for 3 to 4 days minimum. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers part two. Dinner at the fancy French place Le Cirque in New York tonight could cost $250,000 for two. It's a chance to dine with President Trump to raise money for the Republican National Committee with midterm elections in sight. Bloomberg News reports the $250,000 for the private presidential round table. For just $100,000, you get a VIP access card. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.